Chapter 2. When Mr. and Mrs. Darling came into the bedroom next morning, the children weren't there. Nana barked, and Mrs. Darling cried and didn't know what to do. At the same time, Wendy, John, and Michael flew behind Peter and Tinkerbell. They flew for many days. When they were hungry, Peter took food from the birds, and they learnt to sleep in the sky. One day they saw the island of Neverland below them. There was a lake on the island with green and red fish and a big never bird. There was a boat on a river with pirates on it and Indians in the trees. It was night and the children were worried. Every night, Nana or their mother put them to bed. But tonight, where was Mother? Where was Nana? Were they worried about the children? Below them, the children saw Captain Hook and the pirates. "Captain Hook wants to kill me," said Peter. "But why?" asked Wendy. "I cut off Captain Hook's hand. A big crocodile ate it, and now he has a hook. He uses it to kill his people, and he wants to kill me." The children looked down. On the island, six lost boys slowly walked. They were frightened of the pirates. One of the boys was Tootles. He always wanted to do the right thing. Another was Curly. He often did the wrong thing. Behind the lost boys were the pirates. They were big and ugly, but not Smee. He was small, and he wanted to be Captain Hook's favourite pirate. Skylights was big and walked slowly behind Smee. Captain Hook had long black hair, blue eyes, and two cigars in his mouth. He looked at Skylights. He opened his mouth. He put out his arm with the hook at the end, and he killed Skylights with one hit. The pirates hated the lost boys. Behind the pirates were the Indians. They carried knives. They made no noise. They hated the pirates and wanted to kill them. Their princess was beautiful, and her name was Tiger Lily. Behind the Indians were the animals. Big and small, they were all hungry. They wanted to eat something. And then there was the crocodile. She was not hungry, but she wanted to eat Captain Hook. The crocodile made the noise of a clock. Tick, tock, tick, tock, because she had a clock inside her. Tick, tock. The lost boys were very sad. They didn't know where Peter was, and they were sad about their mothers. "Do you remember your mother?" said Tootles. "No," said Curly. "I was happy with my mother, but I don't remember her face." "Listen," said Tootles. "Pirates." The boys went into a tree. It had a door to their house. The house was under the trees, so the boys were safe. But Captain Hook saw smoke. "They have a house under the trees," he said. "I know where they are. I will make a plan to kill them. Ha ha ha." Tinkerbell also had a plan. She hated Wendy because Wendy was Peter's new friend. "Come with me, Wendy," she said. "Fly down to the boys." The boys saw a big white bird in the sky, and Tinkerbell said to them, "Shoot the bird." So Tootles shot an arrow, and the bird fell to the island. "Oh no," said Tootles. "It's not a bird, it's a lady." He was very sad. Peter Pan came down next to Tootles. "What did you do?" said Peter. "This is Wendy. She came to Neverland to look after us and tell us stories." Tootles was very sorry, but then Wendy moved. She was fine. The boys built a house for her. It had windows, a door, and a chimney. "It's beautiful," said Wendy. She and the boys went into the house, and she told them a story. She put them all to bed, and she was a mother to them. The boys were asleep, and Peter Pan was outside. He watched throughout the night, and they were all safe.